Texas House of Representatives had planned to vote Monday on a redistricting plan favoring Republicans for the upcoming midterm elections. But they had to cancel the vote because they lacked a quorum. And they lacked a quorum because Texas Democrats had left the House. Republican Dustin Burroughs is Speaker of the Texas House.
The sergeant-at-arms and any officers appointed by her are directed to send for all absentees whose attendance is not excused for the purposes of securing and maintaining their attendance under warrant of arrest, if necessary, until further order of the House.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott promptly swore out civil arrest warrants for the Democrats. But Texas State Minority Leader Gene Wu says leaving the state was the right thing to do to protect the people of Texas.
Their attempts to disenfranchise Texans is being the tool they're using is a racist, gerrymandered map. A map that seeks to use racial lines to divide hardworking communities who have spent decades building up their power and strengthening their voices. And Governor Abbott is doing this in submission to Donald Trump.
Wu was speaking to reporters in Illinois, where he was joined by Governor J.B. Pritzker, who said the Democrats are protecting the voting rights of people across the nation.
We know that you are making great sacrifices to resist the power grab that's being perpetrated by Donald Trump, by Governor Abbott, and by Texas Republicans.
Governor Pritzker, who owns the Chicago Hyatt Hotel, has said he'll provide free rooms to the Texas Democrats. Other Democrats were in Albany, New York, where Governor Kathy Hochul welcomed them as profiles in courage, who are standing up to what she calls a blatant power grab.
I have news flash for Republicans in Texas. This is no longer the Wild West. We're not going to tolerate our democracy being stolen in a modern-day stagecoach hoist by a bunch of law-breaking cowboys.
Texas Democrat Carl Hastie said there's been no respect for the Constitution or for people since President Donald Trump was sworn into office.
It's really like being in a bad movie of just a hostile takeover of what is supposed to be the greatest country in this world. So,
yet another Texan in New York, Texas House Democratic Caucus Vice Chair Michaela Plessa, says the fight is not just about lines on a map, it's about lives on the line.
I remember when Trump called Georgia. He called the Secretary of State. He told them, I need to just find 11,780 votes. What did Georgia say? No. Well, Donald Trump called our governor. And he said, I just need a small change. I just need you to send me 5 congressional members. And what did our governor say? Sure. Give me a minute. Coming right up.
Some blue state governors are doing more than hosting Texas Democrats. States like California and New York are considering their own redistricting plans in response to the Texas move. Some good government advocates criticize that path as a move backwards towards more partisan and less representative democracy. But New York Governor Hochul says you have to fight fire with fire.
This is a war. We are at war. And that's why the gloves are off, and I say bring it on.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.